Get Up with Cliffo and Loggy. Check it out. Turn it on,
turn it up, you're my radio. Cliffo and Loggy's Catch Up.
We've been absolutely loving the weather over the last couple of days. A severe thunderstorm warning actually issued yesterday afternoon.
Mother Nature, beautiful.
Mate, hasn't it been great?
It has. And this is the thing, though. You and I got some relatively good sleep. Well, I, you know, kind of yes and no. But the thing is, if you're a pet owner, that's a thing that you worry about, right?
Yeah.
It's not, you're not really worried about yourself. You're worried about your pets.
Man, it's so funny. We weren't even worried about our daughter.
Yeah, she was asleep.
Do you know what I mean? She slept through it and all that. But I know if we had a dog and having dogs in the past, they're the thing you have to worry about during storms. And Luke Lum, our mornings announcer here at Hit 103.1, night before last when the big storm hit, he didn't sleep a wink all night because he brought Sonny, his adopted dog from the RSPCA, into his room because he was just beside himself.
Well, Sonny actually ran up the stairs into Luke's room.
That's right. He hightailed it into the room that he refused to leave. And all night when there was a bit of a peep, Sonny was just up and, oh my God. So Luke didn't sleep all night. On the flip side of that, I've got a cat, Taco, who we adopted from the RSPCA. Couldn't give a rat.
Well, that's the thing. I actually woke up in the night and thought, I hope Sonny's okay.
Yeah.
Knew. Didn't even think about it because I knew Taco would be fine.
So we've put this together, Townsville. I guess this is the Cliffo and Loggy guide to the differences between dogs and cats in storms. Enjoy.
The difference between dogs and cats. Dogs in rain.
Oh, my God. Is that rain? I love rain, but I do hope we don't get any thunder. That's petrifying.
Cats in rain.
How dare you dampen my day with your wetness? Who do you think you are?
Dogs in lightning.
Pretty, pretty. Look at the bright lights. It's so bright and pretty. Please no thunder, though.
Cats in lightning.
Oh, somebody turn down the lights. That brightness is awful.
Dogs in thunder.
Ah! Mum! Dad! Thunder! Thunder! Mum! Dad! Get over here!
Cats in thunder.
Oh, what is that dreadful noise? I guess I should lift my head up from my slumber and have a peek.
This has been the difference between dogs and cats in storms.
Get Up with Cliffo and Loggy.
Townsville's Hit 103.1.
The sound of the rocket clock.
The rocket clock, the flower clock on Play School, and of course the clock tower at the brewery, all of North Queensland's favourite clocks, Loggy.
That's right. We are playing the rocket clock song, of course, because we have the brewery heads brewer here right now, Sam Lloyd. You might know him because he has actually made Townsville's historic Flinders Street clock tick again. Good morning, Sam.
Hey, Sam. How are you, man?
Hey, guys, how are you?
Yeah, really good. So the clock at the top of the brewery, it has not been ticking since Cyclone Yasi. How did you get it to work and why did you want to fix it?
Yeah, it's sort of, I was told it wasn't working, it wasn't able to be fixed and thought I'd go up and have a look and didn't turn out to be so bad in the end, so.
So you just thought, oh, I'll just have a bit of a tinker around, I should be able to figure out a massive clock.
Yeah, pretty much. Just had a play, pulled it apart, worked out what the problems were, and rigged it up and some retrofitted some parts and things.
Yeah, because where do you get them from? Because it's not like you can't like order them on eBay, can you?
Please.
Like, there's not a giant clock shop. Yeah. Like, how did you actually get the parts? And particularly the minute hand, because I know that went missing after Yasi.
Yeah, we got one made up. Townsville Sheet Metal made one up for us. I pulled out two hands off the other face and got them made, so.
I see.
Did they look at you a bit weird when you went in there, like, I need a minute hand, boys and girls?
Yeah, I tried to explain it over the phone and I said, no, I'll just come in, mate, and show you.
Wow. Okay, and we must sort of drill this in too. You're not a professional watchmaker, because that's a highly skilled trade. You're actually the head brewer at the brewery and you just kind of did this in your spare time.
Yeah, pretty much. I just headed up there every, got a spare hour or so, I just go in there. Do a bit more to it, but just got some mechanical skills from a lifetime of pulling things apart, I guess, and playing around with mechanics. Yeah.
Did you take a few beers up there with you?
No, I didn't, but I always made sure I went on the way down.
Oh, yeah, beautiful, nice. Beautiful. See, for me, the extent of fixing a clock is putting two new AA batteries.
Yeah, if that doesn't work, throw it away.
Throw it out, go to Kmart and get a new one. But, man, you've actually brought a piece of Townsville's history back to life just for shits and giggles, really.
Yeah.
So you're a bloody legend for doing it. Sam, the head brewer at the brewery, the guy who got the clock ticking.
Yay!
Thanks, legend. Good job.
No worries, bro.
Get up with Cliffo and Loggy.
Townsville's Hit 103.1.
Bride has caused a bit of drama online because she's asked people, how does she dump one of her bridesmaids? The story is that the bridesmaid has actually, she's put on 20 kilos, right? Apparently, now looks terrible in the dress. The bride wants none of it. She's like, you're going to ruin my photos. I kind of want someone that looks nice. Okay, that is horrible, right?
I get that it's your day, but it's not a license to just be friggin' awful.
Yeah, right?
That's
exactly.
So bad.
And I'm sure your friend is aware that she has put on 20 kilos and probably feels like crap in the dress anyway. But it kind of got me thinking, oh, that is just so uncomfortable if you're a bride and you have to replace one of your bridesmaids.
A few years ago, I had a landlord who was a best friend of mine, woman. And me and my girlfriend at the time lived in like a granny flat at the back of her house. Mm. And she was set to be married. Her maid of honour was her sister. The night before the wedding, there was a few drinks, a bit of family stuff came up. A fight ensued. It got a little bit physical. Long story short, my ex-girlfriend at the time had to actually be subbed in.
Subbed in?
So she became like the last bridesmaid. Then everyone had to sort of step up. Because the sister, like I said, the maid of honour refused to put the dress on, refused to take part. This was about 7 or 8 years ago. And I know that, because I'm still friends with this old landlord of mine, I know that their relationship is still strained as from it.
Well, yeah, it's kind of, you know, once a bride normally comes about, and normally they chat about it early, right?
Yeah.
So it might be the wedding's in a year's time. Oh, do you want to be my bridesmaid?
Yeah.
A lot of stuff can happen in a year's time.
That's so true, hey.
But then everyone knows that they're the maid of honour or the bridesmaid or whatever, because you're normally like, oh, I'm so excited, I'm going to be a bridesmaid. And then all of a sudden it's like, where's Mary?
Yeah, what a stressful position to be in.
Oh, yeah.
Like in the lead up to your wedding. 13, 12, 16. Has anyone in Townsville had this before? Has anyone had to replace a bridesmaid in the past?
Or maybe even possibly a groomsman?
Yes.
There's probably a good story behind my
Maybe own. You were the part of the bridal party that was subbed out. Like, were you the person that got pushed aside?
Maybe you were. Maybe you rocked up to a wedding and you're like, Why is she not there anymore?
That's right.
What happened?
13, 12, 16, Chris is here. Chris, have you had to replace a member of your bridal party?
Yeah, my wife, actually. When we got married with her bridesmaids, one of them dropped out probably a month or so before the wedding.
Oh.
So instead of... she had all her sisters in the bridal party and then one friend.
Mm.
But what she had to do was... add another bridesmaid to get two of her other best friends in the bridal party.
Yeah,
so
right.
One dropped out and we added two, so we actually had 14 people in the bridal party.
Oh, my Lord! I would have wanted more people to drop out. We're going to get rid of you and you.
You'd
and
need,
you.
Like, a massive, big, like, A7-sized photo to fit all those people in. 13, 12, 16, who's this?
Jade.
Jade, have you ever had to replace a bridesmaid?
I haven't personally, but I've been involved in 3 weddings where it's happened.
Three?
So I think it's more common than we think. But 2 weddings, there was a bridesmaid replacement that happened. And in another wedding, I was a last-minute sub-in.
Wow. Oh, you're like the 12th man.
Yeah, I know.
Quick, get the dress on. We need you. 13, 12, 16. Who's this?
Oh, my Dan.
Hey, mate, have you been replaced in a bridal party before?
No, but I know a person who was replaced, and I think it was for the opposite reason, that they were probably the hottest bridesmaid.
So the bride was like, you're too hot, I don't want to be outshone on my day.
Yeah, I think that was the case, but we don't know because they never actually contacted her. So she went and bought the bridesmaid gown, and then there was just no contact after, you know, they did all the fittings. And so it's just really awkward that they asked her to be part of the bridal party, and then next minute they didn't actually...
Okay, do you know what? I know everyone's loving Married at First Sight, but can we please get a reality TV show, Dumped Bridesmaids? Because I feel like that is a ratings winner.
Hit on our hands, Loggy.
Get up with Cliffo and Loggy.
Townsville's Hit 103.1.
Logs, so I was just flicking through on my feed yesterday and I saw, I think, probably the most moving video I'm going to see this week. I'd like to share it with you and everyone. It was a video that was shot after the latest school shootings in America, in Florida. If you're not across this, a 19-year-old former student of a high school. He went into that school with a machine gun that he legally owned. He shot up that school, killed 17 people. Mm-hmm. I think it was something like the 15th or 16th mass shooting in America so far this year. It's just crazy stuff. So a guy by the name of Scott Popolato, that's his name, Scott Popolato. He's filmed a video, and it's a very simple video. He's just a typical kind of Southern American man. You can tell he loves his meat and his wife and his beer and his guns and that sort of stuff. He's wearing, like, army clothing. And he's just sitting there, like, looking at a camera, holding a machine gun. Mm. And what he does with that machine gun is pretty damn shocking. Have a listen to this.
Hi, my name is Scott Popolato, and this is my pre-ban legally registered AR-15, which I purchased over 30 years ago. Now, I'm a firm believer in the Second Amendment, and I even have it tattooed on my arm. And I remember after Sandy Hook happened, I said to my wife, I'd gladly give this gun up if it would save the life of just one child. And that's 5 years ago now. And since then, over 400 people have been shot in over 200 school shootings. I'm going to make sure that will never happen with my weapon.
So Scott's sawing his gun in half right now.
Now, people have always said there's so many of them out there. Well, now there's one less.
Wow. You know, I didn't expect that to go where it went.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you've, like, described it. Do you know what I mean? Because the whole, I mean, he's got the Second Amendment tattooed on him, he just said.
On his arm, you know, had the gun for more than 30 years. In another part of the video, he admits to love and shooting it. He loves it.
Even him fooling around with it, you know, he could hear the click, click and all that sort of stuff. It just, that even made me uncomfortable.
Yeah. But what a bit at the end where he says, this is never going to happen.
Yeah.
I love this gun, but this is never going to happen with this gun.
Good on him.
And he cuts it in half. Just need a few more million like him in America.
Oh, exactly right.
And the world will become a better place.
Cliffo and Loggy. Weekday mornings from 5. Townsville's Hit 103.1.